For a long time in the early part of this century, it was pretty easy to spot a police car in Vermont. Whether local or state, officers were likely behind the wheel of a singularly iconic car, the Ford Crown Victoria Interceptor.
It was very easily recognizable. There's no question about that, which sometimes could be an advantage and sometimes a disadvantage. And I think a lot of people, and still to this day even, I think enough people around who remember that police Crown Victoria package that still get that sort of reaction.
That's Corporal Mark Magnant. He's been with the Vermont State Police for 21 years and in law enforcement for even longer, and he's quite familiar with the storied Crown Vic.
When I started in 1993, those were the first police cruiser platforms that I knew and pretty much drove exclusively.
Alas, the Crown Vic is no more. Despite being a recognizable police car on many American roads, they were actually all made in Canada. But times have changed, and Ford is no longer making the sedan. They stopped production in 2011. Parts have become harder to find, and the vehicles are showing their age. The Vermont State Police took their last Crown Vic out of active service in November. Despite driving the cars for decades, Magnant says he and other officers are not feeling nostalgic.
A rear-wheel drive vehicle in Vermont with the different weather conditions that we experience and the different road conditions and things like that sometimes could be a bit of a challenge. It would happen on occasion where you might not be able to, you might get stuck. I recall after being assigned my state police vehicles, a couple U-turns that hadn't been completely plowed out and not realizing and pulling in and not coming out the other side. You'd pull into where the snow banks had been piled up. From the plows and really literally almost taking your life into your own hands, trying to get out of those U-turns, not being able to see over the tops of them just due to height limitations of the vehicle itself. Talking to one of our detectives who reminded me that he used to carry snowshoes in the trunk of his Crown Victoria Cruiser because he wasn't a guarantee that he'd be able to get everywhere that he needed to go. And sometimes he'd have to strap on snowshoes to be able to get to some of the places, calls that he needed to get to, which I can certainly appreciate that. I remember hiking in, you know, quite a distance sometimes to get places just because the vehicles wouldn't make it. So
the illustrious police sedan is being replaced for the most part by larger SUVs. Corporal Magnant says that makes for safer winter driving, more room for gear and equipment, and even an easier time transporting people in the back of the vehicle. And Corporal Magnant says even small upgrades in the newer cars are a welcome addition.
Little features that we have in these that, you know, folks might take for granted in their civilian vehicles. Little things like, you know, power windows and things like that, power door locks. Having the dashboard thermometer in the vehicle. We never had those until we started transitioning to these SUVs. And so critical, you know, and been able to actually see the weather transition as the temperature drops and watching and monitoring that, which is really helpful for being able to adjust our driving and planning. And I can't tell you how many times in the Crown Victorias I'd be like wondering, like, where's the temperature at right now? We know we're within 5 degrees of freezing, but where are we at exactly? When is this transition point going to happen? And it was kind of a crapshoot just watching the conditions changing and stuff like that. But with this temperature gauge, it really gives you a pretty quick idea about when that's going to happen.
Now, the Crown Victorias may be off the road, but they're not totally gone. The State Police Fleet Services preserved one 1997 model for posterity, marking both the car's first year in service for the VSP and the 50th anniversary of the State Police. And if you're really going to miss the Crown Vic, you can get one for yourself. The last police sedan taken off the road in Vermont, a 2011 model, will be sold at state auction in Berlin this coming Saturday. We'll put a link up at VPR.org.